Now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. The grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I'll tell no lies. Do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out and have no doubt, the Grillin' Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake, fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows, you gotta listen to the Grillin' Guys show. That's it.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys show each and every Saturday on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We're live and local in our downtown Grand Rapids studios today, celebrating a little bit of Christmas, man. Tis the season. Feliz Navidad and all that other happy stuff. And we are going to be breaking down a little bit of what's going on Barbecue Bob's Grill and a lot of other things. We're going to pep up a little bit of ham today. And not many people think you can grill a ham, but Barbecue Bob's going to start from scratch for us. So I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. Tell us what's cooking over there, brother.
Hey, man. Welcome to the show on 107.3. It is just about Christmas, and some folks like a ham. And Rob Russell and I do this ham recipe in one of our classes. I guess it's the fancy foods class we do. But this... When he first told me about this method, this is something I picked up from Rob, who learned it up at Luke's Market, where he loves to go. I just wasn't sure that I was going to dig it. You know what I'm saying? And as it turns out, this is once we did one and I tasted it, it was worth the effort. But the night before you plan on baking or smoking your ham, you mix up these ingredients, and I've already posted this on the Grillin' Guys website, grillinguys.com. But you mix up the pepper, the paprika, sugar, salt, mustard, and cayenne, and you massage that into the ham with olive oil, he always puts grapeseed oil on, so I put that on there. But I just basically use Old World Olive Press's oils religiously. And then you cover the entire surface of the ham, you wrap it in plastic, and you put it in the fridge for about 12 hours. And you just let it set. Before you begin cooking it, unwrap it, and you let it rest on the counter for about an hour. You get your smoker up to 210, your grill 200, your oven 210, something like that, and you put it on for about 6 hours. And if it's bigger, adjust your time to an hour per pound.
Bob, where do you get a ham that's not already made into ham?
This is already a cooked ham. This is what you do with... Oh, a ham you get on sale. I saw some at the supermarket the other day. I bought one. It was darn good. It was like $1.99 a pound. I said, how bad could it be? It was amazingly good. So what I also do is I'll put diamond scoring on that thing before I rub it, because it's going to want to expand.
Okay, so what's diamond scoring? What do you mean by that?
Okay, you take your knife blade, and you just slice in about an eighth of an inch all the way around it on a diagonal, so you get a diamond pattern on it. You've seen hams like that. They just look gorgeous. And you score it like that before you rub it. That way, when it bakes and expands, it'll have this really cool diamond pattern to
it. Creates a little crevices, and the seasoning gets down in there.
Yep.
Okay.
And when you mop it later on, that seasoning will get into those score marks.
Yeah.
So we'll go into the mop process a little bit later, but that's a good start for that. And that's. This one's one you want to try. I've done it, and I was skeptical, and after I ate it, I loved it.
Yeah, awesome. So we'll break down the rest of that recipe as we move forward. Hey, everybody, would you listen out there? It's 'tis the season for the holiday parties, and what we'd like you to do is give us a call and tell us the goofy thing that you've seen or the unbelievable. You scratch your head at that holiday party, the office party, whatever it was, and hit us at on the grilling line, 1-800-785-1073. Give us a call. Joe will pick up the call. You...
Todd
will pick up the call, and basically what we want to do is we want to hear about what you've seen at the holiday party that just made you shake your head. You can remain anonymous if you want, but I'm going to start it off. I was at a holiday party this week, had a little bit of fun. It was a great host. I think this was just an oversight, but I couldn't believe it once I did it, is that, you know, picture yourself, you get there, there's the buffet table and all the little plates, you got a cocktail in one hand and you got your little plate in the other, you fill it up. And then what do? The first thing, you want to take a bite, right? It's all finger food. So you set your plate on top of your glass, whatever it is, and you grab a bite, okay? Well, this happened to be shrimp cocktail. I grab a shrimp cocktail. I dip it in the cocktail sauce. I put it in my mouth. They forgot to shuck the shrimp. They took the little legs off, but the shucks themselves, they took the vein out the back, but for whatever reason, the shucks were still on the shrimp. So here I am in the middle of a party with a bunch of people, and I got a mouthful of junk I got to spit out, man. I couldn't believe it. There was probably 200 shrimp on this plate. They forgot to shuck them. You know, innocent mistake, but that's a party faux pas. Has anything like that happened to you? Because I was embarrassed. I had to, you know, get this stuff out of my mouth. You're standing in a whole room full of people. You kind of like want to go hide, walk away. But anyway, that one happened to me this week. So hit us on the grilling line, 1-800-785-1073, or throw them up on Facebook, The Grilling Guys. You're not anonymous on Facebook, though. So
how about the guy who gets too drunk at the company Christmas party?
You know, everybody's got one of those. Everybody's got one of those.
The idiot has to go up to the president and tell him how to correct his company.
Yeah.
Yeah. Say goodbye.
Yeah.
You know, I did a great Christmas party yesterday for K&M Dodge. Up on Plainfield. Great crew. There was 100 people there. I smoked up 8 butts, pulled them. I did a great big trough of baked beans, smoked them all night. They were pretty good. They were a little on the hot side, but they devoured that entire pan.
You did a coleslaw, I think, and you had a little special twist on the sauce, on the coleslaw.
Some kind of funky sauce for the coleslaw. It turned out really cool. It was basically, I took some Marzetti's coleslaw sauce for about half the compound. I put some Hellman's in, and then I mixed in some of Old World Olive Press's strawberry balsamic.
Yeah.
And a little celery seed, and again, threw that whole bowl. But as I'm out there at their Suzuki lot, they've got 100 employees coming through there, and they're eating their little hearts out. I'm just noticing these people have all been there 20, 30 years. This guy, this group, K&M Dodge, has got the most longevity of a company I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And the people just love working there. So hats off to those guys.
Yep, it is a good company. And the other thing is that it's fun to see them all get together and the camaraderie and being able to share a holiday meal. Those are what company Christmas parties are all about. That's the good side. I mean, you know, later on when the doors close and the businesses shut, that's what I'm talking about. Give us a call on the grilling line, 800-785-1073. If you saw something crazy at your holiday Christmas party, we'd like to hear about it, because it always brings a smile to my face to hear about the guy that corrects the president and tells him how to run his company.
Yeah, call Joe back there.
Yeah.
Joe's waiting for your call.
But coming up in the next segment, we're going to talk more about these Christmas holiday traditions and the things that you like to eat on your table, how to prepare them. I'm going to do a little sweet potato and apple casserole that you are not going to want to miss. Even if you don't like sweet potatoes, pretty on the table, somebody at your group will like it. And I tell you what, it's a fabulous, easy-to-do recipe. So we're going to break that one down and a couple others.
A healthy potato for you.
Yeah, it is.
You can eat it.
Right. And it's not all covered with butter and everything. You're going to like this one.
And I've got a little bit of a rant coming up. Sorry. I got to do it.
Okay. Yeah, well, we can look forward to that. You're listening to Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL. We'll be back.
I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL FM.